We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Bosor Shenis Alim Min Hoayim, Halacha Beis. Rav Nosson Zal says that Halacha Aleph of this topic was already included in Eiver Menachai Halacha Gimel, which we just completed. Okay, Al Pi HaToiro Tfilo LeChavakuk B'Simin Yutes Hanal, this chapter of Likutei Halachos will be based on Torah Yud Tes, in Likutei Moran, Tefila Chavakuk, which was mentioned already in Hilcha Shechita Halacha Beis, V'al Pi HaToira Vayihi Hei Marikim Sakeyem B'Simen Yud Zayin Hanizkar Leil B'Hilchas Treifes Halacha Aleph. And it'll also be based on Chapter 17, which is Vayihi Hei Marikim Sakeyem, which was discussed in Hilchas Treifes Halacha Aleph. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins, Paragraph Aleph. V'alkein machmirim mo'oid babosor shenesalim enoayim. This is why the Torah is so strict regarding this issue of bosor shenesalim enoayim, meat that wasn't supervised the entire time. Ki ikar tikkun hashechita hu lahachnia ra hakolel ruach habehemius al yedei bechinas shleimus loshna kodesh kanal. Because the tikkun of shechting an animal involves being machnia the ra hakoilel, which is the behemius, through shleimus loshna kodesh, as we discussed earlier in Hilcha Shechita, sheze bechinas tikkun hoeinayim, which is also associated with tikkun of the eyes, because when we speak about the ra hakoilel, we're talking about taivas niuf, taivas noshim. And that's specifically associated with the eyes, ki ikar haniuf shu ra hakoilel anal hu toli bo inayim. Because niuf, which is called ra hakoilel, is dependent especially on the eyes, ki hu ra hakoilel shel shivim umais. That taiva is referred to as a composite of all the evil of all 70 nations. Each one of the 70 nations is associated with a particular type of ra, and the ra that's koilel all of them is taivas niuf. K'moshikosov Rabbeinu b'maymar b'kroy v'alay mareim b'simen lamed vov, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 36 in Likutei Moran. Nimtza, k'shemesaknim es hanefesh shebetoich hachai al yedei hashechita, so therefore, when we are making a tikkun for the soul that's found inside that animal, through the act of shechita, haynu shemegarshim umavirim imeno umatzilen oisa mipegam hoayin hora, dahaynu hora koilel shoshivim ois, meaning we're removing from that nefesh and rescuing that nefesh from ra'ayin, from the ra hakoilel of the 70 nations, ki ze ikar tikkun hashechita, because that's the main tikkun of shechita, ki nefilas hanefoshos upekimosom shenifgemu venoflo letoich hachai bebechinas nefoshos hashukim hakoil hoyo al yedei pegam habris. Because the fact that a soul of a human being was able to fall so far and become defective that it ended up being placed in an animal, and those souls are referred to as nefoshos hashukim, the souls that were robbed in a sense. They were robbed of their good, Rachmanu Litzlan. That's usually brought about through Pegam HaBris. Shaydeze Iker Oishek HaNefesh Unafiloso Chas V'Shalom Kanal. That's what usually causes the downfall and the of a soul. V'Alkein Tzorech L'Sakno Al Yidei Shechita Dafka Kanal. And this is why the tikkun for it is Shechita, which Rav Nosson Zal had explained in Hilcha Shechita Halacha Beis, that Shechita corresponds to the concept of Loshon Kodesh, which is the tikkun for Pegam HaBris. V'achar HaShechita, k'shenestakin b'chinas HaNefesh Kanal, and once we've shechted the animal properly, and we've made a certain tikkun for the soul that was in that behema, or chaya, hi b'bechinas ulimto shapirto deles lo'ainim, then we've elevated that soul to the status of what the Zohar HaKadosh refers to, a beautiful maiden that has no eyes. That's a nickname that's used for the Shechina HaKadosh sometimes, דהיינו שאין לו עין הרה של פגם הניוף, meaning when we say it doesn't have any eyes, meaning it doesn't have the bad eyes anymore, it doesn't have the ra ayin of niuf, hakoilel shel shivim umos, which is a ra that's koilel the ra of all 70 nations, and we know that 70 is ayin. Kimavur b'may maranal, as is explained again in chapter 36 in Likutei Moran, shekishezoichen lehinotzel mi'ra hakoilel hanal, that when a soul is zoiche to be saved from this ra hakoilel, from pegam abris, azai hu bebechinas ulimta shapirta, then that soul is elevated, and it's referred to in the Zohar Kodesh as this ulimta shapirta deles lo'ainen. Vehine achar hashchito nichshara bosar la'achila. After the animal is shechted, it becomes kosher to be eaten. Ki al yedei shehichniu misham ra hakoilel hanal, ayde b'china shleima sloshna kodesh, because by subduing that ra hakoilel through the act of shechita, which Rav Nosson Zal showed in Hilchah Shechita Halacha Beis, that's associated with shleima sloshna kodesh, because the knife that's used for shechting is also referred to as a cherev. And there are psukim in the Torah that refer to a person's tongue as his sharp tongue, like a sword. So the knife, the shechet's knife, is symbolic of this concept of shleimus loshna kodesh, which brings about tikkun abris. Azai meirin moisrei hanitzutzois v'ho'oisis hamalaboshim b'bosra atzmoi. Then the remaining sparks and letters that are found in the flesh of that animal shine. Ki mekablim heoro al yedei shleimus loshna kodesh shenishlam al yedei ashchito v'abrocha. Because these souls and these sparks receive light through that shleimus loshna kodesh, which was generated through the act of shchita, through the brocha that was said on the shchita, which resulted in being machni and subduing that ra hakoilel. So that causes these sparks of kedusha and those letters that are found in that meat to shine, to glow. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says, viato yigdalno koyach Hashem. Let the koyach of Hashem become elevated. Kimavur sham b'maymar tefila lechavakok simin yutes, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 19 in Likutei Moran, where he speaks about the letters and sparks of kedusha that are found in each and every item, and how we unlock them and how we elevate them, how we get them to shine. Vazai roi v'choshir lechol es habosar, and then the meat is qualifies to be eaten. Because now that this animal has been shechted properly with a proper shechita and a proper bracha, now the person eating from it will be benefiting from the letters that are found in that meat. Through the fact that we injected those letters with new light, with new life, through the act of a proper shechita and the bracha that was said on the shechita. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is what the pasuk says in Tehillim, teref nosan li reyov, yizkor li oilam brisoi. Teref nosan zeh b'chinas achila b'kashrus. Teref means food, that Hashem provides food, sustenance, for those who have yiras Hashem, for those who respect Hashem. So that refers to eating kosher, eating properly. Hefech pegam achila, shehi b'chinas trefa, which is the opposite of when a person is eating unkosher, which is referred to as trefa, b'chinas tiruf hadas, or the term tiruf hadas, which means a person going insane, shehi hefech teref hanal kanal, which is the opposite of teref nosan lirev. So this word teref can go two ways. Teref refers to sustenance of kedusha, and trefa, or tiruf, refers to the opposite extreme of this. How is a person zeicha to eat kosher, to eat properly, that his food should be in the category of teref nosan lireyav? V'zeh nas al yidei yizkor loylam brisoi. Hainu al yidei b'chinas tikun abris. Al yidei shleimus loshna kodesh kanal. Through perfection of loshna kodesh, which is synonymous with tikun abris. Rabbein Azal explains, as all the Sforim HaKadoshim show, the connection between the bris kodesh, the lower bris, the yisoid, and the tongue. The tongue of the mouth is also referred to as bris, yisoid. When we look at the 10 spheroids as being located in the head, the two lips are netzach and hoid, the tongue is yisoid, and the dibur is malchus. So again, the shleimus loshna kodesh is synonymous with shmiras abris. Shaydezeh zoichin lachila bekashrus, through which a person is zoicha to eat properly, b'chinas teref nosan. Ki azay nizgalinu meirin hoisiyas shel koyach maisa bereshis. Because then the letters that Hashem used in creating the world start glowing and shining. Shezehu tikun hu achilu kanal. That's the tikun of the person's, that's proper eating, that's achilu dekdusha. Vezeh, and this is the pasuk that Rabbein Azal brings again over there in Torah Yutes, koyach maas of higid liyamoi, that Hashem shows us koyach masov. The word koyach refers to the chof ches asfon de Bereshis, the 28 letters in the first pasuk of Bereshis, which are called the letters of creation. Ki nichnoim v'nitonim li Yisrael nachlas goyim, because what happens is, as the pasuk says there, koyach masov higid liyamoi, when we generate this koyach masav, when we bring light into those letters, those 28 letters of Maisa Bereshis, then we're zeicha to loseis lehem nachlas goyim. The portion of the goyim is turned over to us. Ki nichnoim v'nitonim l'Yisrael nachlas goyim. That which was originally in the possession of the goyim, like Eretz Yisrael, is turned over to us. They are, the goyim are nichna, and it's given over to us. Shemachnin l'shoinoi suamim. We also subdue the languages of the other nations. Sheyihu kivushim tachas yad Yisrael. That they should be subservient to the Jewish people. Shaydezeh koyach ma'asov higid liyamoi. Shenizgalin umeirin koyach ma'isa bereshis. Through that, the power of creation shines with new light. Vazai achilosoi vanosa mehem, and then the person's eating draws its spiritual energy from them, from those 28 letters. Sheze bechinas tikun hu achila. That's perfection of achila. Bechinas teref nosan lireyov. To appreciate this more, a person would have to learn Torah Yud Tes and Likud Imran, where there Rabbein Azal elaborates on this topic of achila digdusha, the letters that are found in the food, and taking the food out of the possession of the Sitrachra, bringing it into the Kiddusha. Rav Nosson Zal is summarizing it for us here. Paragraph Beis. V'alkein tzorich lishmor es habosor mo'oid v'litein einov boi lahatziloi l'shamroi sheloi tishloit ein hora shel shivim umois. Hainu b'chinas ra ha'koyla anal. This is why it's so important when dealing with meat, that a person has to be under the supervision of our eyes at all times to protect it from the ra'ayin of the 70 nations, which is the ra ha'koilo. She'ad ato hoyu ho'isiyas v'nefoshes kvushim etzlom. Because until now, these letters and these souls were in the possession of the Sitra Achra. V'ato she'zochu lachniyom. Now that we were zocha to be machnia the Sitra Achra, through a proper shechita and a proper bracha, tzorich lishmor mehem ma'oid shelo yisachzu babos ha'nichshar. We still have to protect the flesh of that animal, that meat, that the ra'ayin shouldn't try to attach itself to it again. Ki darkom lesabev tomid soviv hakdusha, because it's the derech of the sitrachra to always circle the kedusha. They're always circling it, trying to pounce on it, trying to conquer it. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, soviv reshoim yisalochun. The reshoim go around; they encircle the kedusha. Krum zulus, kishenisroimim hanitzoytzoys vanafoshes shohoyu bezilusa degalusa. Now Rav Nosson Zal does his take on that pasuk: soviv reshoim yisalochun, krum zulus levnei adam. Kirum zulus means something zoil, something that's very cheap, very low. That's referring to those sparks of Kedusha when they were in exile, when they were in the possession of the Sitra Achra. So this Zulus, Kirum, when it gets elevated, when it's Nisroimein, through the act of Shechita, through a proper Shechita and everything, those sparks of Kedusha get elevated. Azai, so the Sitra Achra circles it still, trying to see if it can pounce on it again. Because again, these sparks of Kedusha were originally in the hands of the Sitra Achra. They started out in the Kedusha. Because of the fact that the soul committed sins and everything, the soul fell into a behemor chaya. So now it's trapped in the possession of the Sitra Achra. Now we do a proper shechita, those souls are extracted from there, and the meat is elevated to a status of Kedusha. Now the Sitra Achra isn't ready to let go yet. It's still circling, trying to see if it can pounce on it again. Alkein osur sheyisalim in ohayin abosra koshanal. This is why meat has to be under constant supervision of our eyes, constant hashgocha. Kedei shelo yisachzu boi chas v'shom ho'ayin ra shel shivim omois, b'chinas ra koil anal. So that this ra ayin of the 70 nations, this ra koil shouldn't latch on to the meat. Ki b'chinas hanefoshois hakedoshois, b'chinas ha'oisius shel shleimos loshon hakodesh, b'chinas chavo isha, tzrichin shmira gedoyla ma'oid. Because these souls, these holy souls, these letters of shleimos loshon hakodesh, which all correspond to the woman, the female, she is dibur. She is referred to as Dibur. V'laylo l'laylo yechave das. Rabbeinu Zal quotes that pasuk. One night to another speaks its wisdom. So chava is miloshen Dibur. The Dibur, the Loshna Kodesh, these souls require constant supervision, major supervision. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says, kol kvoido bas melech penimo, that the princess has to be inside. She has to be kept inside. She has to be careful not to go out. Bibchinas ma'ayon chosum, a sealed spring. Ki kishayoytzim lachutz min boteim, shehim nishmorim shom, because when these sparks of Kedusha, when these souls, when the woman goes out of the play, out of the houses, out of their protected houses, zehu nefilosum, that's their downfall. Vehem nitposim shom, and they get trapped there, they get caught by the Sitra Achra. The Sitra Achra traps them, catches them. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Chumash Dvorim, about a Jewish woman, chas v'shom, who gets raped. So the Pasuk says, if it happened outside in the field, ki basode mitzoa, because he found her outside in the field. Even if she screamed, nobody heard her. As Rashi HaKodesh says over there, she'ilu hoiso babayis, if she would have stayed home, she wouldn't have been caught. Now, there, Rashi HaKodesh, the Gemara is giving a warning to Jewish women that because they represent this type of Kedusha, the Kedusha that they represent is something that's very vulnerable to the Sitra Achra. The Sitra Achra, the moment it sees it, it goes after it and tries to trap it. So this is why it's critical for Jewish women to maintain low profile. Tznius, kol kvoido bas melech pnima. And this refers to the Jewish women, and it chava, isha, and it refers to these souls, these nefoshois hakdoshois. We know in the story of Dina, the daughter of Yaakov Avinu, the paragraph begins there, vateitze Dina bas Lea. Dina, the daughter of Leah, went out, and boom, Rachmona Litzlan, the whole story with Shechem ben Chamor happened. And the Gemara makes the point of saying it's not stam that the Pasuk says that vateitze Dina, that's what made her vulnerable. She went outside. The Bas Melech requires tremendous shmira. Ki al yidei ze ikar pegomo shenivgamo v'nitrefes hanefesh al yidei sheyotzo mi beiso el asodem, because this is how it becomes defective and destroyed, chas shom, by leaving its house and going to the field. Shenoflo v'yordo mebechinas bayis lebechinas sodem, meaning that it dropped a level in Kedusha. It went from bayis to sodem. Ukimuva bedivrei Rabbeinu Neira Yoyer, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in chapter 10 in Likut Imran, in the first half of Likut Imran, sheikar aliyas hatfila, שהיא בחינס מלכוס, בחינס נפש, בחינס שלמוס לשון הקודש, עיקר שלמוסה כשהיא בבחינס בייס. There Rabbeinu Zal is discussing tefillah, and he says that the main aliyah of tefillah is when we elevate it from har to sode to bayis. The highest level of tikkun of tefillah is when we elevate it to bayis. Rav Nosson Zal is telling us that for those who are familiar with terminology of Kabbalah and Chassidus, tefillah is synonymous with nefesh, nafshi yotza bedabroi. Tefillah is an inyan of shleimus loshna kodesh, an inyan of dibur, an inyan of the woman, isha yiras Hashem hi tisalom, an inyan of nefesh. Avol bebechinas sode vahar, yesh shom achizo lehem chas shom. Whereas out in the field, or in the mountain, there a person is more vulnerable to wild animals, to sitrachra, to all kinds of things. Ki habayis hu diras bnei odom. Because the house is a dwelling place of humans. V'sode himokoim lebehemois v'chayes. Whereas the field is a natural dwelling for animals and wild animals. Domesticated and non-domesticated animals. Dahainu, kishahanefesh bimkoimo ubimaloso bebchinas odom. Meaning, when a soul is in its proper place and it's in its proper level, in the level of human, azai dirosa mekame bebayis kanal, then its residence and its place is in the house. Aval kishehi yoyredes lehislabesh bebechinas behema, whereas when a human soul becomes defective and it falls to such a low level that Hashem takes that human soul and puts it into an animal, a behema, azai mekame basode, then its place is in the field. B'b'china sode kanal, as we mentioned. U'b'shas ha-shchito shehi tikuna. Now, when the shoychet shechts this animal, which is the tikun for that soul that was originally human and was placed into the animal, azai machnisen oiso min ha-sode l'toich ha-bayis. Then that soul is being elevated again. It's being returned to its original status, going from animal to human, going from the field into the house. At that point, that meat can be taken into the house. V'ze b'chinas beis hashchita. Shekoru raboisein ezrachan avroches mekoim hashchita, beis hashchita daiko. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at an incredible thing now. Look how the Gemara happens to use the term bayis, referring to the location on the animal's throat where the shchita is done. It's called the beis hashchita. As the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Ches, ki al yedei ze oile mebechinas sode lebechinas bayis, because it's through the mitzvah of shechita that we elevate the soul that's found in that animal, which was originally a human soul, remember? It was a human soul that lived in a house. And now it got dropped into an animal, which lives in the field. Now we're shechting it. What are we doing? We're returning the soul. We're taking it out of the field and bringing it back to the house. That's Beis HaShechita.